A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Catholic Talk Show. Today, we're going to be talking about who played the best Jesus.
That's right. We're going to look at all these movies where Jesus was portrayed by different actors, and we're going to tell you which one did the best job nailing the role of Jesus.
Have you guys ever played Jesus in a play or a movie?
No.
Can't say that I have.
I have.
Good to be back in the studio with us. And now we have a very big question for Father Rich.
Yeah. Trivia.
You're not in what we're looking at.
Made this list.
Listen,
really.
The sixth grade play it's not up for grabs here, all right?
Well, it was actually at Ave Maria University, one of our sponsors.
Shout out, Ave.
And, You know, we did a beautiful passion play, and it was singing, it was acting, and it's very devotional. Incredible experience, like back in 2006, I think it was.
Yeah, so maybe you can provide some insight into who's playing the best Jesus.
That's right. And he really got into the role.
I hope to, really.
So now you are Alter Christus. You do, in essence, fulfill the role of Christ during the Mass.
It's beautiful.
Every day, weekly, right? Yeah. So, I mean, I think in a more substantial way, you do fill that role. So,
well, the heart is, you know, being so close to the Eucharistic heart of Christ and being close to the heart of Christ that forgives sinners in the sacrament of reconciliation. Definitely, you know, my heart has been affected by his compassion and mercy. So I'm looking forward to seeing in these actors, you know, who truly lives out and presents Jesus with that sense of mercy and active charity.
Authenticity.
Authenticity is key here.
You know, the whole concept of passion plays goes back hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of years. Right?
Is that how you say it?
Obergammergau. But that goes back to the Middle Ages. I mean, that's really important thing because it helps people to really understand the story of the Gospels by seeing it. I mean, we're a visual species, right? And when we see it, a lot of us can just get it better. Mm-hmm. So there's an important role for portrayals and depictions of Jesus in media. And when done well, it's what forms a lot of people's interior vision of who Jesus is to them.
That's exactly right. That's
so
exactly
true.
Right. You know? And I just think about my father, you know, sleeping in his recliner watching one of the movies that we're going to play today, you know, just falling asleep in the peace of Christ, you know?
I think
it's like beautiful.
I think so many people, when they think of Jesus, their mind goes to maybe their favorite portrayal of Jesus. So we're going to look at a lot of different movies about Jesus, and we're going to talk about them. We'll play a few clips. So if you're listening in, you'll hear it. If you want to watch this one on YouTube, you'll see the clip. Mm-hmm. But then we're going to rank them and say who we think is, you know, numero uno Jesus, right? Now, before we do that, Father Rich, why don't you tell everyone how they can listen and subscribe?
I'd be happy to. So if you go to CatholicTalkShow.com, you'll see every way that you could listen in or view our content. If you're on YouTube right now, don't miss the chance. Hit the subscribe button, click the bell, and you won't miss any of the content that we put up on our page. Now, make sure you're following us if you're in social media circles. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And this show really wouldn't be possible without our patrons. I want to give a big shout out to our patrons who have subscribed on the Patreon app to support us financially. If you're considering being a financial supporter of the show, go to CatholicTalkShow.com/Patreon.
That's right.
And you'll find every single way that you could support us. And we've got some really cool gear we want to send your way.
All right. I think a great place to start with ranking the best portrayals of Jesus is one. It was probably the biggest movie ever made about Jesus. That's The Passion of the Christ.
Yeah.
And the actor is Jim Caviezel. Now, Jim Caviezel, good Catholic dude.
Oh, yeah.
And his portrayal was
solid.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And he gets
and just all the grace that came from the production too.
Yeah. Like his testimony.
Yeah.
I think he gets extra points on the scale of ranking because of the authenticity of doing the whole movie in Aramaic.
Yeah, true.
I mean, everyone else is doing it in English, right?
Yeah. Wow, that's a great point.
I mean,
that's got to put him up there pretty far.
Yeah, that whatever. That is a great point.
All right, so let's watch a little clip from this. Okay, this is a clip from The Passion of the Christ where he's telling people to love your enemies. I mean, what's impressive about that to me is that not only is he speaking in Aramaic, but he has inflection. He knows how when to pause. And
he
knows how
to, like, he's seen as a teacher.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, which is what he's doing there.
And I think the...
there's no dramatic side of it. It is what it is, mm-hmm. and it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. The expressions, like mm-hmm, you said, you know, like the expressions of his face interacting, you could tell that it's coming from a deep place of prayer in Jim Caviezel, and certainly being directed, you know, by Mel Gibson, who's also just a very, very passionate Catholic. You know, there was a lot of prayer and meditation and study that went into The Passion of the Christ, but Jim Caviezel truly nails the expression and really communicating from a sense of authority, too, with gentleness and mercy.
But then also in the scenes of the Passion themselves, you know, strictly when he is Jesus suffering his Passion, the anguish and the love. And to me, when he, you know, when he stops and he looks at his mother, acting doesn't get much better than that.
That's why we didn't play that clip, because we'd all lose it.
Yeah. Oof. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that as far as acting. And, you know, it's going to be hard to beat Caviezel on this list, so... Mm-hmm. All right.
I think so, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think we've got some hidden gems.
We got some other hidden gems.
We found some gems.
Yeah. All right. So I think the next one we can talk about here, this is from the 2003, The Gospel of John.
And this is Henry Ian Cusick.
Okay.
And The Gospel of John, I still remember I watched it in Jacksonville in Regency at the movie theater, and it was so influential. And I wound up buying it when it came out. And this, you know, the character played by, you know, I mean, Henry Ian is an actor playing Jesus. I still, his face and the way he looks for me is really up there.
Beautiful.
You know? So I hope that you all enjoy.
Let's see this one.
If you haven't seen The Gospel of John.
All right.
Father. The hour has come. Give glory to your Son, so that the Son may give glory to you. For you gave him authority over all people, so that he might give eternal life to all those you gave him. And eternal life means to know you, the only true God, and to know Jesus Christ, whom you sent. I have shown your glory on earth. I have finished the work you gave me to do. Father, give me glory in your presence now, the same glory I had with you before the world was made. I have made you known to those you gave me out of the world. They belonged to you, and you gave them to me. They have obeyed your word, and now they know that everything you gave me comes from you. I gave them the message that you gave me, and they received it. They know that it is true that I came from you, and they believe that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those you gave me, for they belong to you. All I have is yours.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Kind of an
English take on it. I mean, mm-hmm. it's kind of that English accent.
Right.
A lot of times in movies of antiquity when... like, they don't know, I don't know what an Aramaic accent is. I don't just sound English. Like, that, you hear that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And Romans, if you ever notice in any historical movie. Romans always have a British accent, yeah, which is weird. It's not like they have like a Russian accent or an Italian accent. They're not like,
I mean, that persists still today with all sorts of movies.
Like, don't you think Romans
something in there, a little bit of salt?
Shouldn't Romans have an Italian accent? No. Should be like, hey, I'm a Julius Caesar, you know? But they're like, hello, I'm Julius Caesar. Right? Doesn't make sense. That's just my take on this, and this is a very English take on Jesus. Pretty good.
I
so what stuck out for you?
For me, it's the way Jesus looks. You know, it's the way, you know, his gentleness, you know, his demeanor. But it's really his nose, his beard, his face, his eyes. For me, I feel very consoled. The appearance of Jesus.
Yeah, I would say he has probably more typically Mediterranean, you know, Jewish look than you maybe Jim Caviezel, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what manner of name Caviezel is, but you know, what's this guy's name?
His last name is Cusick.
No, Henry Ian Cusick.
Yeah, it's British.
It's pretty good. I think he did a good job. Mm-hmm. All right. So what are you going to rank him? Okay, you know, let's do this. Let's go back. Let's rank on a scale of 1 to 10.
Well, I think I want to go through all of these before
let's go
I start.
Them all.
Yeah, okay. Before and I start.
Because we've got some good ones in there.
Okay, let's do that. All right. So let's go to another one. Now, this one's from 2016. Mm-hmm. And this is from the movie Ben-Hur. Now, I haven't seen this one. You guys both seen this?
I haven't seen this one. I've seen the original
Ben-Hur.
Played
by Rodrigo Santoro.
Okay.
And here it is.
Let's take a look here.
Man is your neighbor.
Wait.
The Torah tells us.
Wait.
Love your neighbor as we love ourselves.
Wait. Stop. 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 Stop.
Hate, anger, fear, those are lies they used to turn you against each other. When you set aside the hate they force you to carry, that's when you know love is our true nature.
Do you see what's happening here? Mark my words, Masala. This is the poison. But that man offers to people something more and calms them with compassion.
Yeah, I think the, you know, in comparison, I'm already kind of grading. So I'm kind of putting Rodrigo under Henry.
Okay.
But I'm struggling between Henry and Cusick and Caviezel. For different reasons. And I think I'm going to keep those reasons to myself at this point because I know there are other actors who have played Jesus. So I'm really trying to formulate. But the delivery factor for me is not like inspire me to the point where I'm like, whoa. Mm-hmm.
I don't think he looks like Jesus, dude. Like, I mean, I think his receding hairline just kind of drew me out of that whole thing.
I have never pictured Jesus with a receding hairline.
No.
You know,
he has a complete head of hair.
He's got a full. He is fully God and fully man, and he's got a full head of hair.
Well, I mean, that's a pretty full head of hair. But I think this portrayal was very much, it seemed like.
Acted?
Kind of acted and a little hammy. And it seemed.
Over.
Although I think it's overemphasizing the nature of Jesus Christ as man at the expense of his nature also as God.
That's right.
I think this one was played too skewed towards, I don't know what the technical heresy where that is, but.
Over-dramatizationism. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of syllables.
It is.
That's
a lot of syllables.
But that's exactly what happened here.
Yeah, I think so too.
It is. It's over-dramatized.
And honestly, like the original Ben-Hur, way better.
Yeah.
Way better.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen that one.
What?
I've never seen Ben-Hur.
Oh, wow. That's a movie night.
That is a fascinating movie, dude.
Yeah, we need to watch a movie night. Which movie with our patrons?
All fascinating.
Right. So, okay, now we've got another one here. This is from The greatest story ever told. 1965. And I know this actor. This
my dad watched this all the time.
This is Max von Sydow. Now, Max von Sydow is a great actor. You know, he was The Exorcist. He was the priest in The Exorcist, which is pretty...
That's really neat.
It's kind of neat. You know, he's also in, like, Star Wars. He was in... what else was he in? He was in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
He just recently passed away, too.
Did he really?
Yeah. God, so, Max von Sydow, 1965, in The Greatest Story Ever Told. Let's see how he did.
The law calls for her to be stoned.
Yes.
Let him among you who is without sin cast the first stone.
Mary, of Magdala.
No man speaks against you now, Mary. Neither do I. Go your way. Sin no more.
Bad acting.
Bad acting?
Well, I just
think
it's
bad acting. I think
on the other parts, I think Jesus was good.
I thought
we're not ranking best extras in a Jesus movie.
Ryan, the guy's got to work with something.
Well, okay.
We're focusing in on Jesus.
That's
here.
Right.
And specifically, like the delivery, the
gravitas.
Oh, the gravitas of the way that he delivered.
Yeah.
This scene.
That's right.
It inspired. I mean, it touched my heart. I mean, I teared up just you know, watching it. And something that came to mind as well is I don't want to grade this actor in 65 by all of these other depictions of Jesus with modern means of you know, cinematography.
Well, I mean, the cinematography
is
great.
Look at acting. No, but purely acting.
Just purely acting. I mean, this is a very impressive depiction of Jesus Christ.
I think he's a good actor, and he hits the role. I don't think he looks like Jesus.
He does not look
like
Jesus.
He is very, very painfully white.
Very
Anglo. Everyone else is very, very obviously Middle Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He stands out like a sore white
thumb. Absolutely.
Thumb.
He really does. He really does.
But it was nice acting.
It was great acting, too. But he looks kind of a little bit too old to be Jesus, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, as a thespian, he's really excellent.
Tremendous.
I mean,
I have nostalgia for my dad watching this.
Yeah.
Like two or three times a year at my house.
Same thing with my grandparents.
I think this looks like a very good, a high production movie. Very good.
High production for the 60s.
High production for any time. Yeah. Look at the quality of this film.
Yeah.
But I think if you can get past kind of the historical inaccuracies, Mary Magdalene, all that.
Mm-hmm.
I think just if you view this as just art and not try to be hyper authentic, modern film tries to be so authentic, right? Where, you know, and everything has to be a dark, gritty reboot, right? If you can get past that, this is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of middle of the pack for me right now.
I think
because he doesn't look like Jesus.
I think on a thespian level, and you brought this up, I mean, he's at this point number one for me.
Really?
Yeah. At delivery.
Yeah. The delivery's got that punch, you know?
Yeah, his physical expression, the expression of his face, the pauses.
The use of silence.
The use of silence. I mean, it really is very well done on an acting level.
Greatest story ever told, 1965.
Yep, 1965.
That's right. Now, do you know what's the greatest Catholic app ever not sold?
Hallow.
Because it's not sold, it's free.
It's free, Hallow. That's why it's not sold.
That's right, Ryan.
And that's Hallow, even
Hallow,
awesome.
Hallow.
What? Hallow.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's do a harmony.
Hallow.
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 Catholic CatholicTalkShow.com/Hallow. You can get the number one Catholic app, and it is the greatest app not sold, because it's not sold, it's free, like we said. Hallow is an amazing app. It has all kinds of prayer resources. It has daily exams. It has the night prayers. It has sleep chant. Aids. It has chant. It has Bishop Barron. It has Father
Jonathan
Mike Schmitz.
Rumi.
On a scale of 1 to 10 of priests, Father Mike Schmitz, 10, you 2. Okay?
Thanks on a scale lot. Of apps?
You guys no, do this priests. To be every
on
single
a scale
show.
Of apps, how long? 10. Everything else.
Hey, man. Guys, listen, they Big give egg. Me no love, but they give plenty of love to Hallow, and I do too, because it's the number one Catholic app store. Blah, 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 blah.
That's right. It is the number one Catholic app store. It's not. It's the number one Catholic app. Okay. So go download Hallow today for free.
All right.
Now, I lied. You're better than a 2. You're a 10-2. But that's not because of your own merit. That's because you are a graduate and alumnus of Ave Maria. So the credit goes to them. Yeah. And that's why we've agreed to sponsor them and have them sponsor us, is because if they could take this and turn it into 10, imagine what they could do for your kids who are rock stars, who are much better than
if
the clay
I could say,
that fell here.
I know you've got a lot to say right now about this, but if I could say, if I stand in any ground related to the faith, I, you know, took my first step at Ave Maria University, and it was such an important step. You stand on the shoulders of giants whenever you do anything remotely valuable, and, you know, I owe so much to that beautiful university and to my professors and to especially the peer group that I went through school with, you know, and I always call it the golden years of my academic, you know, experience. In my undergrad years, studying scripture, studying philosophy and theology, sacred music, you know, and participating in adoration and mass every day and the rosary. It was just an incredible cultural experience where for the first time in my life, I was a public school kid, first time in my life as a cradle Catholic that I experienced a Catholic culture being lived out by a community. And it's something that we're trying our very best here at St. John Paul II to do on a local level is live out the culture of our faith, and it is clearly being done at Ave Maria. They have over 40 undergrad degrees, they have PhD programs, master's programs, and it is truly a remarkable Catholic university.
That's right. Ave Maria can help you find your vocation. So whether it's for you or for your children, your career and your future mean a lot, and Ave Maria can help you not just have a career, not just have a degree, but really find your vocation. Find out what God is calling you to be and then support you and educate you along that path. So to learn more, go to avemaria.edu. One other cool fact about Ave Maria. Now, this actor doesn't make the list, but Father Rich, you were Jesus at Ave Maria.
I was.
That's
I
amazing.
Was. And the arts program there has continued to grow over the years, and now they have an arts building, which is pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. I was actually just there a few weeks ago, and, you know, there's so much happening. And, you know, we encourage you, if you know any young people out there, encourage them to check out Ave Maria. They have visits. You can, you know, certainly call the admissions office and set up a tour. It's a tremendous school.
What was it like playing Jesus?
Humbling, deeply humbling. And I remember just spending a lot of time in adoration before going in. And I just felt like it was something that I was unworthy to do. And the thing that stands out for me the most was when I was on the cross and the lance went into my side and red paint kind of went down my body. I'm getting chills now thinking about it, but my whole body was just filled with chills. And just a beautiful, beautiful experience.
It's probably pretty meditative to have to experience that.
It was. Now, we just mentioned the app Hallow with Jonathan Rumi.
Yeah. You know? He reads stories on Hallow.
He does read stories, but he also plays Jesus in The Chosen.
That's right.
Duh.
Yeah. And he was on one of our shows. What did Jesus actually look like?
And he prayed the Our Father in Aramaic, and it was beautiful.
It really was.
Yeah. It was beautiful.
So let's check out Jonathan Rumi in The Chosen.
Eden.
Jesus? I wasn't expecting you here.
People usually aren't.
Can I get you something warm to drink? I was just stoking the fire.
You saw it first, you know.
What do you mean?
What I see in Simon. You were the first person to notice when no one else did. That connects us.
My mother said I was drawn to his wildness. and that I would regret it. I wonder what she will say now.
We're going into town to sell these nets. We'll be right back.
Stay here a moment, Simon.
I just want to leave some extra money behind for Eden and Emma while I'm away.
Put your nets down and go sit with your mother-in-law. It's all right. I told Simon to make sacrifices and leave things behind in order to follow me. You are one flesh with Simon. He cannot make sacrifices that are not also yours. You have a role to play in all of this.
Do I?
You will know in time. I can't make everything about this easier for you.
That wouldn't be our people's way.
No. It has not been.
This is kind of a kind of new and different take on Jesus that I've never really seen anyone portray Jesus like. It's very
familiar.
Familiar, yeah. I mean, it's. Yeah. I think this one, in a positive way, shows the humanity of Jesus. So, other than the one that we saw earlier, it kind of showed his humanity, but robbed them of his divinity. I think this shows a really, familiar and endearing look at Jesus that I don't think that has ever really been attempted before, you know?
And they nail it. I mean, there's no question the humanity, the familiarity, and the relational nature of Jesus in this is captured where I don't think there's ever been
an attempt.
Any other type of production.
There's never been an attempt to do that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's so beautiful.
Because the divinity of Jesus is upheld in every single production that I've ever seen related to Jesus, to varying degrees, some very tragically not to a great degree. But this shows, I think you hit it on the head, Sheila, is his humanity and his compassion and gentleness.
Yeah, and he explained to us when he was on our show where his accent comes from when he's playing Jesus. Now, it's not the English accent that so many attempt. I mean, he's doing very much a Middle Eastern accent. He's because his father was Egyptian. Mm-hmm. So he's basically just doing his father's Egyptian accent, which is pretty, it's better than English, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm. A lot closer.
Yeah. And he's got he looks like Jesus too.
He does.
I think Jonathan's doing a great job, and
I still remember your face when we were in the studio in Hollywood, and he's sitting across from Ryan, and you were like glowing. You're like,
wow, because he's doing the Our Father in Aramaic, and I'm just trying to put myself in that spot. I'm like, look, it's not every day that someone's doing this, and I was trying to suspend disbelief and really go there, and I think he does a great job.
He really does.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
He's up there.
He's up there. He's one of the lead dogs right now. I think him and Caviezel are neck and neck, if you ask me. All right. Now, for the last one, this is kind of, this is the one that I think going into this competition, this is, I think, my betting favorite.
Now, but there is an honorable mention because this particular
movie.
Okay,
let's go to some honorable mentions before we go to the last
one. Plays, Rich.
I'm not talking about myself, Ryan, okay? But I've got to give a shout out to Christian Bale, who played Jesus in Mary, the Mother of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And that movie I got a hold of early in my reversion. And that played a very pivotal effect in
Christian Bale's a great actor too.
He's an excellent actor.
I've never
actor.
Seen him bad in anything. I've never seen that, but I got to imagine that he was pretty darn good.
The way he captured Jesus's emotion, his love of Our Lady, it was really pretty proud. I'm getting, hit in the heart just thinking about different scenes that I remember. I haven't seen it in a long time, but I really appreciated it, for what it was.
Listen closely. As a master painter carefully brushes Benjamin Moore Regal Select down the seam of the wall, It's like poetry in motion. Benjamin Moore, See the Love.
There's another one a few years back. It was called Son of God, and there was an actor, Diogo Morgado. Mm-hmm. That was pretty good. He did a good job, although he was, I think the criticism that he was pretty Jesus. He's a little bit too handsome for the role, mm-hmm. right? They dialed him up a little bit too much. It's kind of that, you know, the handsome Jesus thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little bit much. There's been some other good ones. Ewan McGregor, man, he did Jesus a few years ago. And it was, I only remember seeing one scene of him in the desert, and it was kind of hard for me to separate Obi-Wan Kenobi and
right.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Right.
But if he hadn't been Obi-Wan Kenobi before, I thought it would have been a pretty good depiction. Bunch of other people, but I think those
There's
are some.
There's been so many when you think about it.
I think those are some honorable mentions of actors.
Yeah,
people
we've got to give
know.
Some honorable mentions. But this last one, I think, is certainly
Do you
up
know who
there
the,
for me.
You know what? I'm going to give you my dishonorable mention.
Okay.
William Dafoe looks nothing like Jesus.
Right. And Will Ferrell was Christ Superstar.
Right. That's just goofing. That's clowning.
Mm-hmm.
William Dafoe, good actor. Doesn't look anything like Jesus.
Mm-hmm. I love William Dafoe, right. but he's no Jesus.
No. Now, this to me, when I think of Jesus in my head, and this is probably just because this was the one that in my earliest memories, this was Jesus on TV. This is the one that comes to me. And this is from Jesus of Nazareth. And the actor is Robert Powell. So let's take a look.
For they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted in the cause of right. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people abuse you and persecute you and speak all kinds of calumny against you for my sake. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. As it was for the prophets persecuted before you. In your prayers, remember, your Father knows what your needs are before you ask Him. This is how you should pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Dude looks like Jesus.
Dude looks like Jesus.
I mean,
here's the thing.
My picture guy, in my head about Jesus, that's him.
Right? Mm-hmm. That guy almost doesn't seem fully human. Like I think that's what, like his portrayal really nails the divine side of the human.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Richard Powell, right?
Richard Powell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man, that's really good. I mean, it's dramatic, but it's also gentle. That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I think of as Jesus, man.
Yeah. You know, I've been promoting the devotion to the Holy Face recently, mm-hmm. quite a bit. And, you know, every morning I wake up and next to my bed, I have this image of Christ. And
that's Richard Powell.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's what I, you know, I've had this from the very beginning of my vocational discernment when I, you know, very clearly heard Christ calling me to
preach. Put that in the camera a little more square. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it's, this is very special to me. So without a doubt, you know, the appearance and the look in his eyes, too. Specifically, his eyes, like his eyes, just kind of capture something.
Is this what Jesus actually looked like?
We don't know.
Probably not. I mean, yeah, this guy
pretty close.
Mm-hmm. Definitely not Semitic enough to really have looked like the actual historical Jesus.
He needs a little bit more.
But it's more than just the skin tone. I mean, I think the mannerisms and the demeanor there is what hits so close to home, right? And I'm sure people in other countries. I'm sure people in Korea, you know, they had a Korean person playing Jesus, Korean and that's Jesus. Who they think of as Jesus. Yeah. Or in Africa, they have an African.
Well, Mary appears to people, you know.
Yeah, so Lady of Guadalupe. I don't get bent out of shape seeing Jesus in portrayed in other cultures. I think it's good. It's important. I think every culture should portray the God who took on flesh in flesh that's familiar to them. That being said, this is a great movie. Jesus of Nazareth, man, this is good.
Yeah, I like it.
So what's the verdict? I mean, you know, we have great portrayals of Jesus, ones that kind of hit on different sentiments. You know, for me, the eyes of the most recent, you know, and his name again is
Robert Powell. Yes.
His eyes, you know, but for me still, I think Henry Ian Cusack has the face. So if you put like, you know, the face with the eyes of you know, and then you look at Jonathan Rumi and the skin complexion and the texture and the gentleness and the familiarity, you know.
I also think the dramatic effect of the acting in the script in the play or you know in the
overall production,
like, you know, I look at like Jonathan Rumi and I see Jesus as a relatable man. And then some of the acting in some of these movies is just kind of this projection of Jesus is like this figure that, I don't know, moves more to the divine and then it doesn't meet the middle.
I think that's the hard part of portraying Jesus.
Yeah, it's hard to do that. It's hard. I mean, you're portraying a God man, you know what I mean? It's impossible. It's impossible.
I think Jim Caviezel did a great job of it too, getting that balance. But that one again was probably more visceral. Just because of the nature of the movie and the passion itself, they really focused on the flesh.
And these are the most notable ones that we, you know.
Tell us which ones we missed too in the comments.
Yeah, and definitely want to check that out.
That's right. All right, so we watched clips by all these Jesus actors, right? Let's get a ranking. Let's go from the best to the least convincing Jesus. And let's take into account how much they looked like Jesus, how much they sounded like Jesus, and how inspiring it was. Because some of these actors didn't really look that much like Jesus, but they were good in the role.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So who do we think was the best Jesus?
For me, the initial inspiration was probably between Jonathan Rumi, Henry Ian Cusack, and
Robert Powell.
Oh, yeah, but Robert Powell for me is only his eyes, man, and his like his gaze, like that.
That was beautiful.
It's beautiful. Like
that's part of the formula. It's inspiring.
It's
right?
Hard. This is difficult.
See, he doesn't look like Jesus because of his skin tone and stuff, but man, the weight of being that role, I think Man, I think that's the classic performance.
Yeah, so I'm going to give you mine.
Okay, why don't we all go through it? You give yours.
I've already got mine.
All right,
so I got Jim Caviezel, Robert Powell, Jonathan Rumi. I got Max, Henry, and then Rodrigo Santoro. That's who I got.
I think that's a pretty solid list. Mine would be Robert Powell first. Then I would go Jonathan Rumi. Then I'd go Jim Caviezel, Max von Sydow, Rodrigo Santoro, and then Henry Ian Cusick.
Santoro's not on the bench.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me flop that. You're right.
Yeah, I was about to say, he's got to be on the bench for everybody here.
Henry Ian Cusick, I think, looks a lot like Jesus. I just, acting didn't really.
No, it wasn't that great. Yeah. I think the top three are the top three for all of us.
I don't know.
We have. I don't know. I mean, let's hear it. Yeah, for me, I would probably go. And I'm gonna stick with my gut on this. I'm going inspiration.
Do it.
So, Jim Caviezel.
Okay.
Max Van Sydow.
Oh wow.
Henry Ian Cusick.
Okay.
Jonathan Rumi. No, I take that. I'd probably put Robert Powell, Jonathan Ruby, and then Rodrigo.
Okay. Well, look, we all agree that Rodrigo's not the guy.
Yeah. He's on the bench.
He's on the bench.
Yeah, Rodrigo's definitely on the bench.
And that's just us.
And that's all right.
It's been fun to like talk about the nuances of how you pick a Jesus.
Because I was deeply inspired by Max Van Sydow's delivery.
Right. Yeah.
Like, super inspired. Robert Powell, obviously, I look at his face every morning. Like it's the greatest inspiration of the gaze of his eyes.
But it was a little off.
It's just, the delivery for me, like the acting wise, like it wasn't.
It's a little too breathy.
Yeah, it was too breathy and it was too in the clouds. Like it was too divine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what just kind of gave him some negative points on my thought process. I mean, I just love Jonathan Rumi. I think he looks like Jesus. I love his familiarity. I love the gentleness. So he might be like a 3 for me.
Yeah. So, all right.
Yeah. We want to hear from you guys, too.
Give us your list, too. Yeah. If we missed anyone, let us know. But rank the ones that we mentioned and then put any of your people that portray Jesus and make sure we know about
it. Yeah, keep a conversation going on this one.
Yeah, man. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed the show. God bless you guys, and we'll see you next week.